得啦，快啲過嚟嘅。はい、大変すいません。車を急いで差し上げます。引き取ってください。はい、到来です。はい、大変すいません。車を急いで差し上げます。引き取ってください。はい、到着です。
今日も新幹線をご利用くださいましてありがとうございます。この電車は小田原号新大阪行きです。終点新大阪行きです。各駅に停まります。
This is Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. Ken's last ever radio.
今日も新幹線をご利用くださいましてありがとうございます。
Next week on Ken's last ever radio extravaganza, a webpage at counterfolk.com/last ever.
Thank you. Marxism has been described in high places as a struggle against the plague of cancer, which is spread by barbarians, by depraved opponents of civilization itself. It's a feeling that I share. The words I'm quoting, however, happen to be from 20 years ago. That's President Reagan and his Secretary of State. The Reagan administration came into office 20 years ago declaring that the war against international terrorism would be the core of our foreign policy, describing it in terms of the kind that I just mentioned and others. It was the core of our foreign policy. The Reagan administration responded to this plague spread by depraved opponents of civilization itself by creating an extraordinary international terrorist network, totally unprecedented in scale, which carried out massive atrocities all over the world, partly nearby, but not only there. I won't run through the record. You're all educated people, so I'm sure you learned about it in high school. But I'll just mention one case, which is totally uncontroversial, so you don't have to argue about it. By no means the most extreme, but uncontroversial. It's uncontroversial because of the judgments of the highest international authorities, the International Court of Justice, the World Court, and the UN Security Council. So this one is uncontroversial, at least among people who have some minimal concern for international law, human rights, justice, and other things like that. And now I'll leave you an exercise. You can estimate the size of that category by simply asking how often this uncontroversial case has been mentioned in the commentary of the last month. And it's a particularly relevant one, not only because it's uncontroversial, but because it does offer a precedent as to how a law-abiding state did respond, in fact, to a case of international terrorism, which is uncontroversial, and was even more extreme than the events of September 11th. I'm talking about the Reagan U.S. war against Nicaragua, which left tens of thousands of people dead, the country ruined, perhaps beyond recovery. Nicaragua did respond. They didn't respond by setting off bombs in Washington. No, they responded by taking it to the World Court, presenting a case that had no problem putting together evidence. The World Court accepted their case, ruled in their favor, condemned what it called the unlawful use of force, which is another word for international terrorism by the United States, ordered the United States to terminate the crime and to pay massive reparations. The United States, of course, dismissed the court judgment with total contempt and announced that it would not accept the jurisdiction of the court henceforth. Nicaragua then went to the UN Security Council, which considered a resolution calling on all states to observe international law. No one was mentioned, but everyone understood. The United States vetoed the resolution. It now stands as the only state on record which has both been condemned by the World Court for international terrorism and has vetoed the Security Council resolution calling on states to observe international law. Assembly, where there's technically no veto, but a negative U.S. vote amounts to a veto. It passed a similar resolution with only the United States, Israel, and El Salvador opposed the following year. Again, this time the United States could only rally Israel to the cause, so two votes opposed to observing international law. At that point, Nicaragua couldn't do anything lawful. It tried all the measures. They don't work in a world that is ruled by force.
Sometimes it happens every Tuesday night from 6:30 until 7 p.m. It happens only right when it happens. And if you don't believe that, you can go to the webpage located at counterfolk.com/last ever. At counterfolk.com/last ever, you can hear the recordings of the things that were happening when they were happening. This one is happening right now. But later, when you visit counterfolk.com/last ever, you can listen to it even though it isn't happening anymore. Comments, feedback, and angry criticism are invited and encouraged. Please send those via email to ken@counterfolk.com or call this radio station, Co-op, in 3 minutes at the following number, 512-472-KOOP. Screaming criticism. Ecstatic pleasure. Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. To the Board of Directors of the Texas Educational Broadcasting Cooperative Incorporated, broadcasting at 3,000 watts. Does business as Austin Co-op Radio, non-commercial educational station, a member of the Texas Association of Broadcasters, and goes back on the air tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Our offices and studio are located at 304 East 5th Street in Austin, Texas. For further information, call 512-472-1369. KBRX comes up next on 91.7 FM. Community Radio Co-op returns to the airwaves at 9. This has been Ken's last ever radio extravaganza.
こだま号新大阪行きです。終点新大阪。